Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk about collecting art now. It can enrich your home life, it can expand your worldview, it can be a satisfying form of self-expression. But where do you start? How do you afford it? And how do you find a piece you are confident that you're going to love forever? Well, Bentley de Beyer spent 25 years as a corporate executive in Asia and the US. That certainly helps with one of those 3 points. And has been collecting art with his husband, interior designer Dean Sharp, which I suppose helps with another one, for over 20 years. And Bentley is giving a panel discussion on art collecting this Saturday as part of the Aotearoa Art Fair at Auckland's Viaduct. And Bentley joins us on the line now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora to you, Emil. Great to be with you.
And great to be led into with some pirate video game music, Bentley.
I know. I've never had a lead-in like that before. I feel very, very honoured. Thank you.
Maybe it can be your walk-on music on Saturday.
I think so.
Now, look, you live on the Crown Terrace in the South Island, but you used to live 40 stories up in Tribeca. Tell me how your home is decorated, both then and now, if you could.
It's a great question, Emil, and it helps being married to a very talented designer, my husband Dean. Mm. But for the most part, we think our homes are self-expression, incredible places to really rejuvenate yourself and also, share it with others. And we've had an amazing sort of adventure since we left New Zealand 20 years ago, and we've only just returned a year ago. Living in wonderful parts of the world. And each of those places we lived in were real sanctuaries, but also reflected where we were living. And that's true as we're living here in New Zealand as well. So for us, there are amazing spaces that we get to express ourselves in, be bold in some of the choices that we make, and also, have the capacity to share those wonderful experiences with other people, friends and family, and more widely as well. So it's great that intersection of architecture, design, and art together is really important to us.
Now, tell me about the beginning of your art collecting enthusiasm. When did it start for you?
I was brought up by a high school art teacher who taught at Shirley Boys High in Christchurch 50 years ago. That's when she started out. And so we had like drawing classes at home, and sounds a little bit bourgeois, but it was really about, everyone accessing art, and Mum was a great influence on that. So I grew up in an artistic household, and collecting art, loving art, engaging with art was another really important form of self-expression as well. So I started out at high school, but when I started to earn some money tutoring high school students at university, I spent the first $500 I ever made from that on a wonderful Arthur Boyd print from the National Gallery in Australia. And that $500 was the most money I ever had in the whole world at the time as well. So I think it kind of goes to that point, Emil, about that collecting urge never really tallies with financial logic from time to time. It's really about passion and really engaging with the subject.
Totally. And I suppose in a sense, it's no different to someone who's really into, an album,
exactly.
Saving up to buy that for the first time. And that's at the core of this, right? Like you mentioned before that talking about art, and maybe particularly art collecting, can sound a bit bourgeois, a bit sort of wanky, for lack of a better word. But really, it's about how it makes you feel, right?
It's definitely how it makes you feel, and that's what's really guided how we've collected over the years, over 20 years, is really, I think that's a paraphrasing that great art critic Robert Hughes. He said art only has meaning if it triggers an emotional response in those that receive it, and I think that's a really powerful way of understanding art collecting, because it does something that you look at, you know, triggers an amazing response in you, either, you know, absolute disgust or love or, you know, intrigue. So, you know, art's got to do something to you. You've got to receive it. And if it doesn't do that, then it's really hard to understand if it's got a significant meaning or not. So it's not not only that, it's got to be technically excellent. You've got to have a great story behind it as well. You know, I'm always interested in stories, and art is storytelling as well, just like music and any other form of art. It's a great form of storytelling. So I'm really, both my husband and I, really interested in the story behind the artwork and what's inspired or motivated the artist as well. That really helps add another layer or texture to the experience.
You mentioned that your mother is a high school art teacher, and so I suppose that, you know, of course you had a choice, but you certainly had a head start when it comes to collecting art and developing an appreciation for it. Not everybody has that. So, you know, if someone did want to start an art collection, where do they even begin?
It's a great question, Neil. There's amazing resources in the public domain and public art galleries, private art galleries, graffiti on a wall. Art's all around us, and I think that, you know, the public resources in particular, and again, we've all got to try and support great public art spaces. They're really important, really important to the culture of the country and for a broader education. You know, from my perspective, there's great access, incredible art. We were at the Robertson gift today at the Auckland Art Gallery, an extraordinary gift to the people of New Zealand. And there I was standing in front of an iconic Picasso and, you know, being really thankful for the fact that a couple have decided to do that and gift that to Aotearoa. So, you know, you've got these amazing world-class things right on your doorstep. And it's also, you know, art fairs are another great setting. And for $20, you can enter an art fair and see an incredible array of the best practicing artists in New Zealand right now. And, you know, I think for me, that's a really exciting thing. We try not to miss the art fairs too, because it's just a great way to meet the artists and to see, that, you know, what's happening in their practice, but also to really build our own education, so lifelong education, and to understand what continues to emotionally resonate for us and really, you know, have great technical strength behind it. And I think, you know, these art fairs just give you a great broad spectrum of opportunity to see that and see what you like, see what you react to, see what you don't like. It's really important to understand what really doesn't work for you as well. Right. And over time, you just continue to refine your taste and focus your attention on what you really love.
Is most of the art that you own, is most of it up on the walls on display, or do you have stuff in storage as well? Because I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people live transient lives. They don't necessarily have their roots down. They're not necessarily going to be where they are in 10, 20 years' time. And building a collection of anything, I suppose, becomes an issue of space at a certain point.
Yes, it does. And I'm not very good at that point, Mel. I'm guilty as charged. We've got sheds and don't open any closets in our house because there's packing boxes full of things as well. So that once the collecting urge takes you or bug takes you, it's very, very difficult to wrestle back in the box. But from our perspective, we do try and put up as much on the walls as we can and curate that. We've really got into sculpture over the past few years, and we've got a bit of land around our place. So it's a real great opportunity to put something out in a beautiful natural setting and experience that view in a very different way. So we've had a wonderful time traveling all over the country, meeting incredible artists, an ex-dairy farmer, 73, living in Martin, who's just one of, you know, an amazing sculptor, right through to folks who've just come out of high school who are doing beautiful work as well. So it's really a broad church in terms of how we experience it, but we do love to live with it. And I think, you know, it's just such a shame to have things tied away in a box somewhere. So we try and rotate things around as well. And we lend things out, and other people borrow things from us as well. So we really love to make sure that, you know, be a pity an artist has poured their heart and soul into something to keep it in a cupboard somewhere.
Mm. Vinny, we've got about a minute left, but I have to ask you this. Do you and Dean have the exact same taste in art? And presuming that the answer is going to be no, who wins when you have disagreements?
That's a great question. It's taken, we're very simpatico on on our art taste, Emil, thankfully, and it's only if we've spent a bit of time away from each other when we decide that we like a painting that the other doesn't, and we go, ooh, it's really important that we get back to the same country together to spend more time with each other when that happens, because it's, for the most part, I think 98% of the time, we're very much focused on the same thing, and we don't actually have to look at each other now. We know when we're in a room with a piece of art or experiencing an artist that we really want to support them, or we want to support their practice. And it's a wonderful opportunity.
Great stuff. Bentley De Beir, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Great to talk to you, Emil.
That's Bentley De Beir, and Bentley's going to be speaking at the Aotearoa Art Fair this Saturday. You can get tickets at artfair.co.nz.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.